This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Most of the Front Range and foothills can expect to see snowfall continue into this afternoon. The National Weather Service says Denver and Boulder will get up to 4 inches of snow. Colorado Springs could see up to 2 inches. Drivers should expect slick and snow-covered roads through the rest of today. So far, snow totals along the Front Range this winter are still below historic averages. The state has launched a new year-long campaign to educate Coloradans on water and conservation. The effort is designed to encourage residents to take action as drought, climate change, and a growing population are straining supplies. Jayla Poppleton is the executive director of Water Education Colorado.
We are a headwater state where much of the water in the West originates, and each and every one of us has a role to play in conserving and protecting this resource for the future.
The campaign includes 22 ways to do that. One example, instead of flushing waste like dead insects or tissues, throw it in a trash can instead. The federal government plans to capture more wild horses on public land this year than ever before. The Bureau of Land Management says it will try to remove at least 19,000 horses and burros from around the country this year, about 70% more than last year, which broke records. Critics say it's a continuation of a decades-old policy that kowtows to ranchers who don't want horses competing with livestock. But the National Cattlemen's Beef Association argues the annual roundups help bring overpopulated herds into balance with the environment. The Denver Broncos may soon be getting a new head coach. The NFL Network reports the team is finalizing a deal with Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. The move has increased speculation that the Broncos will attempt to lure all-pro quarterback Aaron Rodgers away from Green Bay as well. This is CPR and KRCC.